Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Coming back to you, Jabu, much of the times there is this thing of weighing sins, you know, and then a person would say, no, but this is not that serious, or they basically would say, this is not as big as the other one. And I shall confess later, and they basically don't realize that is also a form of concealing sin, because they end up forgetting to even confess their sins, that becomes quite a problem. What's your take?
My friend, concealment of sin also can be seen when we hide our plans. To the Father, when we hide our plans to the Father. I will support the scripture shortly. You know, but also when we hide sort of our ways to the Father, that also is concealment of sin, you know, because it means then we don't want the Father to be part of our lives or of our plans or of our ways. You know, of which is still a deception, as I was saying at first, because he knows our ways, as I already even touched that scripture from the book of Jeremiah. You know, he knows all our ways are revealed and they are not hidden before him. Yet, concealment of sin is when we hide our ways, we hide our plans. You know, I don't know if you've heard, you've ever heard a person saying we must include God in our plans. We must include him. Just imagine such a big Father.
Yeah.
A great Father.
Yeah.
To be fitted in your small little plans.
Yeah.
That's concealment of sin. Hallelujah. Because you know, he says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. To give you hope and the future. That's the plan that the Father has for you. That's the plan that the Father has for every one of us. He's got a bigger plan than all the smaller plans that we think we have. So just imagine now, we want to fit the Father with such a big plan for us into our small little plans. Hallelujah. Instead of just surrendering all our plans to him. Hallelujah. That, Lord, fit our plans to your plan. I think that's the right way to approach it. By the way, if we no longer live and we've been crucified with Christ, and now the life that we are living, we're living it by faith. Hallelujah. Through Yahushua HaMashiach. It means even we don't qualify to have our own plans. Because the plan of the Father is our plan. So it means we are fitted in the plan of the Father.
That's true.
Everything about us is about his plan.
Yeah.
That he has already proclaimed that I know the plans I have for you.
Absolutely.
Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and the future.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. And this is where I'm coming from.
Yes.
In the book of Isaiah 29, verse 15, the word says, woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord, and whose deeds are done in dark place. Concealment of sin also is when we do things in secret, thinking that they will not be revealed in public. Thinking that they will not be seen, they will not be known. Obviously, secret things that are done, you know, like things that are done in secret mostly are not glorious things, are not honorable things, are not like things that can... good things, hallelujah. Mostly it's bad things, hallelujah. That's why the scripture speaks about sorcerers, witches, you know, hallelujah. As all their things, they are done in secret. In other words, they are done in darkness, so to say. Hallelujah. So concealment of sin is also when we have got works that are practiced in secret. Works of darkness, hallelujah. You've got things when that if your fellow church or colleagues at work can know about, you will be ashamed. Hallelujah. You've got things that you know very well, if they can know, they will be ashamed. Now Hallelujah. I remember at some point, one pastor once said, "Uyabona indlela esibahle ngakhona. Masingake sithathe omunye nomunye athathe inhliziyo yakhe ahamba ayibeka lapha phambili. Lapha ne-altarini sonke sibeke inhliziyo zethu nga one by one.
Hey,
bese uNkulunkulu azambula inhliziyo zethu on the altar. Kusho ukuthi mawuyibeka inhliziyo abonakala lutho. But mangabe usuhleli phansi laphana bese ke iyambula inhliziyo yakho. Ivele bese kuthiwa sicela omunye nomunye ahambe uthathe inhliziyo yakhe lapha kwi-altar. Akekho osukumu." Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because omunye nomunye uzobe ashaya amahloni. Ihlazo elingaka inhliziyo enje. Kodwa bonke abantu bemazi ukuthi uyikholwa, bekwazi ukuthi uyashumayela, umfundisi, uyiworshipper, ubrother, usister. Kodwa inhliziyo yakho seyimbuliwe laphana zavela zonke izinto ozifihlile. Imsebenzi yobumnyama. Works that are done in secret. That's concealment of sin. When we've got works that we are not actually, the works that we will not actually be proud when they are revealed to the public. Hallelujah. That's concealment of sin. He says, woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord and whose deeds are done in dark places. And they say, who sees us or who knows us? Bashayisifubo ukuthi ubani osibonayo futhi ubani osazi. I've already said a mouthful when it comes to the Father knowing us and seeing us. Ayikho into efihlekile kubaba. Mangabe sizitshela ukuthi ubani osibonayo, ubani osaziyo, siyazikhohlisa. Yebo abantu bangangasazi. Yebo abantu bangangasibona. Kodwa ubaba uyasazi. Hallelujah. Praise be to Musika. And uzohamba kabi ngelilanga because you are going to be in places, in secret places of darkness. Ucabanga ukuthi abantu abakuboni and abakwazi ukushaya isifuba njengoba umbhalo usho la kuIsaiah 29:15. Kanti uNkulunkulu ubeka abantu abameshwe akhe lapho. Hallelujah. Mama ngikholo, hamba ubuze uPetro. Hallelujah. uPetro mangabe babethela inkosi yamakhosi uyahusha hamashiya. Hallelujah. Mangabe sebembambile, hallelujah, sebembambile, hallelujah, semkhaphelile uJudas Iscariot. Everyone was afraid. Hallelujah. Even no Petru wehlela ukwesaba up to a point ukuthi was thola ehlezi nebandla eli against uyahusha hamashiya. Hallelujah. Othi umlilo endaweni wrong. Be careful ukuthi water umlilo kuphi nobani. Be careful of the circle of your friendship. The word says bad company corrupts a good character. Hallelujah. uPetro wazithola othi umlilo endaweni wrong. And mangabe othi umlilo lapho enye intombazane yasho ukuthi nanoma ngabe kuthiwani lo is one of them.
Yeah.
Nangendlela akhuluma ngayo. Nangendlela akotha ngayo umlilo.
Yeah.
Nangendlela asibheka ngayo. He is one of them. Hallelujah. Ngamanye amazwi bayamazi bayambona. Nawe you will find yourself in places where you think ukuthi you are not known, you are not seen as a child of God, kanti uNkulunkulu ubeka abantu abazowamehlakhe. Hallelujah. Let us stop hiding our ways before the Father. Let us stop hiding our plans before the Father. Let us stop doing things in secret that are not praiseworthy. Let us stop practicing sin in secret, thinking that it will not be revealed in public. Hallelujah. And present ourselves, hallelujah, boldly before the Father. And let him cleanse us. Let him wash us. Let him purify us so that we can be vessels that are worthy of being used by him. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate him for it too. Thank you, my friend. We are talking about concealment of sin. And we are going just in detail and depth about this. Because much of the times you will find that we overlook the consequences because of momentary pleasures, because of momentary convenience. We tend to overlook the long-term consequences, and this can really impact negatively in our spirits and our journey with the Father.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Sunday Live it is. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulus Khatebe, Umfundisi Demko Mota, and also I am hanging out with Jabulani Dominic, my friend, brother there. We are touching base on this, the very issue of the concealment of sin. Now, you will realize that we are going in depth with this, Sipho. And I just said, you know, just prior to a break, Guti, much of the times we don't see the damage that we set on our walk with the Father because we conceal sins. We basically, it's like ukuzakhela ugange elizovimba wena ukuthi ungakwazi ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu. You know, we really are working at our own dismay here, disadvantage also. When we conceal sin, we are rendering ourselves wicked. We are rendering ourselves unworthy of the holiness. Remember that the word is telling us to work worthy of the calling that we have. And so we need to do that. And if we really love the Father, then his word is in our hearts. Then we won't sin against him. Psalm 119 verse 9 says that. So we need to be careful because there are dire consequences, but also this is setting also a form of a sequence with regards to our lives if we keep on concealing sin. Sipho, what comes to mind about this?
Hidden sin or secret sin or concealed sins, they've got a negative impact even in our physicality. Let us read Psalms 32, verse 3. It reads thus, "For when I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
Yeah.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of the summer." These are the negative impacts that have been caused by the concealed sins or private sins or secret covered sins that you normally try to do before God. Whereas before God, there is nothing that we can cover. There is nothing that it becomes a secret. He knows exactly even before we committed them. So David, when he wrote these Psalms, he said, "When I become silent, my bones were wasted away." In other words, there's a negative impact in our life. Wakumbona umuntu ofihliso noma uthi uyambheka mfundisi nabalaleli kuba ngathi bampunga yana uyabona ukuthi yoma ngoba kunento emdlayo ngaphakathi. And uthi verse 4, "For day and night your hand was heavy upon me." There are things that becomes a heavy load in our shoulders when we think we cannot think properly. Why? It is because of the secret sin. That is why let us not batandekayo put the heavy load on our shoulders. Singali Bibeliti, "Nina nonke nikhathelwe nenisindwayo, wozani ngiza kuniphumuza. Thathani ijoka lami elilula nomthwalo wami olula." In other words, sin is so heavy when we hide it before God. That is why uJesus has come so that we may have life and life in abundance. Ingako uma ufunda John 3 verse 17 ithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu kayithumela ngendodana yakhe ezweni ukuba yahlulele izwe kodwa ukuba izwe lisindiswe ngaye. In other words, our salvation is through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He didn't came to judge us, no, but to provide the salvation. In other words, is the way, the truth, and life to God. And that is why it's important that we should not becoming silent, because our bone will waste it away and our grooming, it will be all long day. In other words, even during night and day, we'll be seeing and hearing this heavy load in our shoulder. I love verse 5, Psalms 32, "Uti, I acknowledge my sin to you." That's what is very, very important. Cain or Cain, he missed this golden opportunity to acknowledge his sin before God. But David said in verse 5, "I acknowledge my sin to you."
that is God, and I did not cover my iniquities. It is important, but God, let me just say it slowly. It is important that we should not cover our iniquities. You cannot help somebody who cover something, because you make it secret, you make it hidden, you make it private, you make it your personal confidentiality, so that people cannot even be involved. But God knows exactly. That is why it's important that we should not cover our iniquities. And I said, that is David, I will confess my sins to the Lord, and you forgive me all my iniquities of my sins. It is important, but to make it clear now, tonight, that our God is able to forgive all our iniquities, is able to forgive us all our sins, only if we confess them. In other words, when we acknowledge that we have sinned against thee, when we acknowledge that he is God, he is there. One of the beautiful stories that we had in the Bible, David, he once have committed a sin before God. Lakona ibutho lalimpini wasala endlini. Ngoba it is too dangerous, bathandeka, ukuthi when the army of the Lord goes out ukuyolwa, then you stay there. It is not good ukuthi when abazalwane beyohlanganyele beyokhonza uNkulunkulu on those chosen days, then you choose to stay behind usale. David do that, and izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi wathi sehleli wabona owesifazane owayeyigezela nkosi yami engonanga lutho eyigezela like a normal path. IBhayibheli lithi wayehamba phezu kophahla boni yani owesifazane engagcokile. IBhayibheli lithi enhlizweni yakhe wamlangazela wamkhanuka, wayesebuza ukuthi umkabani, wafind out ukuthi no, this woman belongs to Uriah, one of his soldiers. IBhayibheli lithi wamthatha noma wambiza, wamthatha walala naye. Ngalesikhathi elala naye, iBhayibheli lithi wasuyabona ukuthi no, I've sinned against this man. What I could do to cover my tracks. He called upon Uriah, wayehambile sempini, ukuthi come have your night with your wife. He thought ukuthi Uriah will come back and join his wife and enjoy the rest of the night. It's unfortunate ukuthi Uriah, he was a true faithful soldier. He went to the battle even if the master was calling him. And iBhayibheli lithi ngalesikhathi empini wabona ukuthi uDavid no, icebo lam to cover my sin ngokuthi kubonakala kwangathi Uriah uzoba ngabulale nonkosikazi wakhe. Cha, langamsebenzela. He went an extra mile to commit another sin again, trying to hide or to cover his sins. IBhayibheli lithi wabese kubhala incwadi einikeza Uriah ukuthi no, Uriah thatha le ncwadi bese unika lo phetha amabutho lapha, and that letter was written ukuthi bambeke phambili la impi shisa ngakhona, so that when those whom are against them come in, they will kill him. Unfortunately, he was killed. And it was a hidden secret sin, covered his tracks thoroughly. But it's unfortunate, before God, it was not covered. But Tanegai, unconfessing, they won't be forgiven. I'm telling you, as much as God is so righteous, he's so faithful, he's waiting for us to confess our sin. IBhayibheli lithi uNkulunkulu wathuma umprofeti uNadabi eya kuDavide, and he put a beautiful parable. Say, King, there were two men. This one wayenemfuyening, the other one having the one, just one, he has the last only, one and only. This king had a feast, noma a visitor. Kunokuthi athathe imvini zakhe, wathatha leyodwa yalo muntu onemvu eyodwa nkosi yami eyilala ngasesifubeni sayo. IBhayibheli lithi uDavide wakwata wathi no, that man cannot do such a thing. So evil. He deserved to pay back, to be punished. And when he heard that, umprofeti Nathan, he said, it is you, King David. You had so many wives, but you were able to take Uriah's wife. You sleep with him. You even kill him, so that you cover your sin. Before God, it was not covered. That is why it's important, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot cover, we cannot hinder our sin before God. It can be a secret to us, but definitely before God, he will expose them through his light. That is why, tonight, lezo nosifihlile ngeke uphumelele mntana sekhaya. Bhali wezaka 28 verse 13, ofihle iphambeko zakhe ngeke aphumelele. Ngeke uphumelele ngalo business oluqale ngeendlela zobumnyama. Ngeke lime lelo khaya olutshale walutshala ngembewu yobumnyama. Waluqala lo mndeni ngendlela yobumnyama. Lithi iBhayibheli, uma uJehova engawakhumuza nabawakhayo bawakhelize, uma uJehova engawulinda umuzi nabawulindayo bawulinda ize. That is why it's important that we must learn to fear God in all aspects of our life. Let us not hinder our sin. When God was able to expose King David's sins, zazenzeke khona on the private, confidential, a secret place where Amabuti, they were far away, but David himself, he was able, trying to cover his sin, but God, through his life, he exposed him. That is why it's important, ladies and gentlemen, let us not heed our sin. In Ago, lasifunde khona ku Psalms 32, verse 5, he said, I acknowledge my sin to you. I did not cover my iniquities. I said, I will confess my sins to the Lord, and you forgive me all my iniquities of my sin. That is why it's important before God that we confess our sin. Uthi David, dala inhliziyo ehlanzekileyo phakathi kimi, ungangiphuqi umoya wakho. Why? It is because he acknowledged that when we hide our sin before God, he will take away his spirit. And we need his spirit to survive, because through his spirit, we are able to become more victorious each and every day. Amen.
Ngiyabonga Sipho, ngiyabonga, ngibonga kakhulu. It's important that we check this. When we come back, we also ask Mfundisi Motha, what can be the devastating effects that would come when one basically is found concealing sin?
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The very aspect of concealing a sin, I said to you earlier on that I'm going to ask Mfundisi Umata to demonstrate, perhaps even with stories, to demonstrate the very aspect of the concealment of sin and the dire consequences that are there. Mfundisi Umata! Of course, the concealment of sin, quite a bad thing, man, quite a bad thing. We need to be careful with regards to this, and we need to be circumspect, man. We need to be circumspect with regards to this. We can't go on living lives of sinfulness and being helpless under sin, whereas the Father has given us so much victory in the blood of Christ, and also so much victory in forgiveness and so much victory in living a holy life, you know. What comes to mind, Muruti?
Pastor Ray, do you remember the story of Abel and Cain in the book of Genesis, chapter number 4?
Yeah.
Where Abel offered the most excellent sacrifice.
Absolutely.
Unto the Lord, and his brother Cain became so jealous of him because he did not do what was right.
Hmm.
And the Bible says that Cain called his brother and talked with him. He said they must go into the field. And when they got into the field, Cain attacked his brother and killed him. We find the Lord in verse number 9 of chapter 4 in the book of Genesis, where he speaks to Cain and he's asking him, where is Abel, your brother? And Cain, in his response, he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? You know, how foolish it is for a man to think that he can hide anything from the Lord.
Yeah.
When Cain attacked his brother, he thought that nobody sees him. When Cain killed his brother, he thought that he is done and nobody will know what happened to his brother. He forgot that one thing, that our Heavenly Father, he can see yonke into yenzakalayo. And for the fact ukuthi uNkulunkulu came to him and asked him, ukuthi, where is your brother? Even though God knew where Abel was, but he wanted to give a chance to Cain, ukuthi, man, come out now, because we have done something wrong. I'm giving you a chance so that you can confess and talk about the wrong that you have done. But what did he do? Instead of doing that, Cain continued to lie. He tell a lie. He said, I don't know where my brother is. Mm. And the worst part of it, he became so arrogant. That's what sin does. That's what sin does. It makes people to be so arrogant. Many arrogant people out there, they have something to hide. Because whatever that they are hiding, it is consuming them. And it makes them to be angry. It makes them to be arrogant. It makes them to live a stressful life. It makes them not to live in peace. That's what it happened when one tried to hide. And they will always find excuses, and they will always want to make excuses why they have not done certain things, or why they have done certain things. This man, instead to open up and say, Lord, you know my ways, you know what I've done. I've done wrong, I've wronged, I've sinned before you. But instead he became so arrogant. That is why now the judgment of the Lord came upon him. Because unlike his father Adam, what he knows Mukasha, what unkulunkulu mayembiza, and then he said, Adam, where are you? He said, I heard your voice walking in the garden, and I hid. And then uNkulunkulu wasebuza what Adam I vibe, because ngibengqono. In other words, wavuma ukuthi uyazibona is shameful, because isono sikwenza ukuthi ube so shameful. And Adam says he acknowledge, because I'm no longer worthy. I am so naked before you, hence I'm trying to hide. And the Lord so graciously saw uNkulunkulu wenza indlela ukuthi makamboze lobubi buka Adam. But okay, ngenxa ye arrogant yakhe nokuba arrogant, akazange ukuthi alithole lelithuba. But instead wathola a judgment, because uNkulunkulu waze wathi, I'll curse the ground la igazi lika Abel elichithekele khona. Mfundisi, ukufihla or hiding our transgression does not help anybody. You know, sin is like it spread like a poison in our bloodstream. It's like a poison, and the more we are trying to hide it, it is the more it becomes worse. The more our lives become so complicated, the more we live a stressful life, the more si shuleka empilweni, because we are hiding something. So when one has done wrong, realize and acknowledge your mistake and come before God. And when you come before God, be sincerely. I said it earlier, ukuthi it is important ukuthi we should come and confess with all our heart. Because uNkulunkulu ubheka inhliziyo, and that does not give any man, because we can never fool God. We can never lie to God. You cannot say, no, ngiyona, because tomorrow I'm going to confess. No, it does not work like that. But a believer and a child of God ofuza uNkulunkulu uyasizonda isono, inasmuch God hates sin. And also singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu fanele sikuzonde ukona. The only way that can save us from sinning ukuthi sibalekele kuKristu Jesu, because isono, it's like a wild beast looking for a victim to devour. Sifuna nje lwesizomgwinya. So isono akusiyo into yokufihlwa. It is not something that must be hidden, but it is something to be overcome, because when you conceal it, it will spread like a cancer and it will destroy us. Yabona isono mfundisi kufana nomntwana kaNkulunkulu uma enze okurong uyezwa kuba buhlungu kuye nasemoyeni wakhe akhale inyembezi afune kubuye kubaba uNkulunkulu. It's like uma uthatha izinyane lemvu uluthatha uliphonsa esibayeni seyingulube sigcwala udaka liyophuma likhala, because udaka it's not its nature. Unlike a pig, when you throw it into the mud, it will enjoy, because that is its nature. So as a child of God, sinning is not our nature. So when we find ourselves that we have done something that is not right, that is contradictory to the word of God, our spirit crash. And it is only the Father that can be able to restore us, that can be able to heal us. So if we try to hide our sins, we are allowing the spread of sinning cancer in our life. When we look at the story Sika Abel, excuse me, no Cain. Cain instead ukuthi akhuluma iqiniso wema ngamanga. I want to tell you, you know, lies, they will always be exposed. You know, iqiniso, you cannot hide it from, you cannot hide it. Iqiniso alifihleki. The truth is like a mole. You know, you suppress it this side, it will come out on the other side. So as amanga, we cannot conceal our wrongdoings by lying and standing in front of people and act to be righteously while we know that we have done something wrong, and we shall be exposed in a very painful, in a very, very painful way. When this lying can never stand the test of time. So singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should learn not to lie, but we should be easily to acknowledge where we have wrong, and we should be easily acknowledge when we are being corrected, because singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we need to be humble and gentle at all time. Singabe ne pride, because if somebody's got a pride, even when he's told of his wrong or his mistakes, they get angry, they get agitated, they get arrogant. The same thing that Cain did. So ekuvaleni nje mfundisi, I just want to say, we ought to speak the truth, nothing else but the truth at all times, and strive to live our life honestly for ourselves and before God. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right, we are going to be talking also to Jabulani, and this is our last round, man, where we'll be touching base on this. The issue is that we should be careful, I think. One of the things we should take cognizance of, that we should be careful. Sin destroys. Sin destroys. The wages of sin is death.
Spiritual Growth on Air, 657 AM.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. Jabu, when we talk of the notion and the aspect of keeping sins secretly, I think the deception is that people think that there is something that they benefit and they just can't do without. Sometimes it's an addiction. Sometimes it's a soul tie. Sometimes it's a nice tease that one gets, a gratification that one gets from there. And this leads them to conceal. But something like that that is concealed comes again back to expose itself, which is indeed a detriment to the one who is trying to conceal. What is your take on this one, Jabu? I want to hear from you as to what you make of this.
Still on the things that are done in secret also, just to echo from the last point about actually hiding our plans and also hiding our ways, my friend. Also, it's very interesting how as children of God, we can find ourselves really so secretive, you know. Like, I don't know who has taught us or who has bewitched us. Because really, as I've always said in all my comments, that the Father knows everything. So there is nothing that is hidden to him. But the concealment of sin also, it's like when we do things, thinking that the Father does not know about those things. You know, like we start our own ministries, our own churches, you know, our own empires, our own businesses. And we think that the Father does not see the motive within us. This is my own church. You know, how do you see that it's my own church? The successor, if something happens to me, will be my son. The Father will not raise for himself and anoint for himself
family business.
A suitable person to lead his flock. I will prepare a successor for myself because it's my church. It's my business. I know who Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we are seeing people preparing their daughters and their sons to take over the ministry. But the question, big question is, Does the Father approve? If that's his flock, if that's his ministry, if that's his work, does he approve of the people that have been prepared? Or is it because they are sons and they are daughters? Hallelujah. So when we do things thinking that the Father does not know our motives, secret motives, it's concealment of sin. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 9. 2 Kings 17, verse 9. The word says there, the sons of Israel did things secretly, which were not right against the Lord their God. They did things secretly. And they knew very well that the things that they were doing, they were not right. They were against the Lord their God. So when as believers, we participate in things that we know very well that they are not right. They are against the Lord our God, our Father. That's the concealment of sin. Hallelujah. Maybe let's say you are in the business of tendering. And as you are applying for a tender, suddenly there is a new process that is introduced by the panel to say that if you can pop out, or maybe if you can give us 200,000 or 1 million, this tender will allocate it to you. But it's not, that process is not disclosed, you know, from the tender documents. It's not a public process. Suddenly say, Vela, la, in the secret places, which you must take out bribe for you to get the tender. And as a child of God, knowing very well that this is not right, and it's against the Lord your God, your Father, You choose to participate and you give out the 500, the bribe, to get the tender. And on Sunday, you come back to church and you thank God for the tender and you take out tithes. And we're going to accept the tithe because we need it for building. We're going to use it fruitfully for the kingdom. Hallelujah. God aware, because of the concealment of sin. Hallelujah. If you can die the same day, you are going straight to hell because of that practice. Because of that thing that you have done in secret, knowing very well that it's against the Lord your God. And knowing very well that it's wrong. That's the danger of the concealment of sin. Hallelujah. It says, moreover, they built for themselves high places in all their towns, from watchtower to fortified city. Hallelujah. They built for themselves high places in all their towns. Hallelujah. In other words, when we want to be exalted, when we want to be lifted up, when we want to be seen, hallelujah, the ministers of today, hallelujah, they are celebrities. They sign autographs. They appear in popular events, secular events, hallelujah. You find them there, hallelujah, and not representing the kingdom. Sorry, my friend. Because I don't have a problem if the father puts you in a secular event for his glory, for his purpose, because it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
But if you are there, hallelujah, taking off the robe of righteousness and fitting into worldliness, that concealment of sin, hallelujah. Now I say we celebrity, they say we sign our autograph. Because of my champagne, we are toaster, everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, but says when you love our celebrity, about only hip hop, by a valet, so but these small girls now, abangena direction. Now you grab one of yours also. But you know very well when we see this is wrong and against the Lord your God, your Father. That's concealment of sin. To seek after fame, to seek after glory. Preachers of today, they want to be glorified. That's why even when they put their posters, they say, come and receive your miracle. Hallelujah. Come and have your encounter. It's like you are the one who's going to give them an encounter. It's like you are the one who's going to give them a miracle. It's like you are the one who's going to save their souls. My brother, my sister, there is nothing that you can do. You are dead and crucified with Christ. Christ in you heals. Christ in you saves. Christ in you delivers. Christ in you gives encounters, not you. Hallelujah. But because of the concealment of sin, hallelujah, we deceive ourselves and do all these secret things and build all these high places and all these watchtowers, fortified cities. Hallelujah. In other words, we build our own means of protection. We have secured our lives through life covers and funeral plans and policies. Therefore, we feel like no one can touch us because we have all these things. We have amassed so much wealth, so much riches of this world. Therefore, we feel like we are better than everyone. We deserve a better seat in the place of fellowship. Mangabe sifike esontweni kumele wonke umuntu asukume. Mangabe kufika thina kumele mangabe indawo ibisiphelile phambili kumele kwenziwe ispace kulandwe esinye isitulo sedwe for wona because ufikile wena. Hallelujah. Confinement or concealment of sin. Concealment of sin. And you will know very well ukuthi even nalolu dumo lwakho ulithole ngezono.
Hey.
You paid bribes for you to get all that wealth of those tenders that you got ngokuthi ubribe.
Sold your soul.
Or whatever. Hallelujah. Mm. Maybe he did a contract as a gospel singer. Ulale ne producer. So let us ukwazi ukuthi akufake studio, ukhiphe leyo single yakho eshisa ikhotha njengamanje, edlalwa yonke indawo. But when a deep within your heart, uyazi ukuthi you've sold your soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Concealment of sin.
We should be careful, therefore, the consequences are dire. There's so much at stake. There's so much to lose.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Ekugcineni Sipho. What are your final words, just in short, nje ekugcineni, with regards to what we are talking about? What comes to mind?
If you can find compassion and mercy from the throne of grace before this day that is coming, that is why it's important. Singafani ne nalabazalwana benza lapha umhlolo ku Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. It is by baby when they hear the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hide themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. It's important, but Tandegai, ukuthi uma Adam no Eve they tried to hide in the presence of the Lord. We cannot hide before God, ladies and gentlemen. It is important, let us confess our sin, let us come before God. Then God will be able to forgive us all our sins and all our iniquities. But yeah, if we proceed and hide our sin before God, definitely it won't even be good even for our children. In Isaiah 30 verse 180, woe to the rebellious children, declare the Lord, who execute the plan, but not mine, and make the alliance, but not of my spirit, in order to add to sin, to sin. It's important, but under God, he does not have a rebellious mind. He does not execute plans that are not of God. He does not even do anything that would make sin to grow in us like David.
Right, I think there, I think there's something happening in the background, but I heard you quite well, Sipho, with regards to this.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Ekugcineni Mfundisi Motha, what comes to your mind about this, the very aspect when we entertain sin and allow sin to stay on and conceal it? What happens, Murut?
It will bring forth sin. That is why the book of James says, let no man, when he's tempted, says that he is tempted of the Lord. For the Lord cannot tempt any man with evil, because there is no evil in him. So therefore, any kind of thought that contain evil or wickedness, we should know that it does not come from the Father. We should know that it comes from the source, the devil himself. So therefore, we must rebuke it. We must detect it. We must reject it. Reject it at all cost, that it may not find any place to dwell within your heart, nor in your mind.
Yeah.
The people who conceal, no ma ba fihle sono, but is fihle umfundisi. Noma ngifihlela ubaba, noma ngifihlela uzibani ukuthi uzibani akangazi. Kusho ukuthi those people, they are still living in a darkness where they are more concerned to please a fellow human being, not fearful of what the Father says or what the Father says about their life. It is important ukuthi we should have the fear of the Lord. In everything esiyenzayo, masicabange ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini, and we must know ukuthi our Heavenly Father knows even the number of our hairs. He knows imicabango nemizindlo yethu. Nobody can be able to please the Father if they're still entangled to please men. Mm-hmm. Those who live to please the Father, those who live to please Christ, they will not hide anything before the Lord, because they know and understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubona konke, uNkulunkulu wazi konke. And in so doing, they will realize ukuthi whenever they have done something which is unjustly and something that is contradicting to the word of God, ngaleso sikhathi bayavuma bathi, Nkosi, I have done wrong. I have sinned before you. Forgive me. I've spoken wrong to that particular person. I was not supposed to allow anger to take control of me. Lord, forgive me.
Mm.
So that helps, and it shows ukuthi this person is more concerned about the relationship that is having with Christ. We must be God pleasers, not men pleasers.
Mm.
The scripture that we just read in the book of Corinthians, chapter number 4, of 1 Corinthians, verse number 5, it clearly shows, Mfundisi Uguti, whatever that is in the dark, in other words, whatever that is hidden, it will be brought out into light.
Mm.
Whatever sin that has been hidden, it will be exposed.
Yeah.
Okwenze ukumnyameni kuyovela kukhanye, noma kuyovela ekukhanyeni. The word of God, Mfundisi, says that for it is not the one who commend himself who is to be approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. Kunabantu abayishaya isifuba bazibone bengcono ngoba they have the skills ukufihla obubi babo. But kuyomsiza ngani umuntu ukuthi abonakale emuhle phambi kwabantu, but ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu is filthy. You know, anything that is unholy and a sin and a wickedness kuNkulunkulu is an abomination. It is filthy kungcolile. Ukuhlanzeka kwasemhlabeni kuyobusiza ngani uma ngabe kungeke kwakwenza ukuthi ubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu. So we should learn from such things that we should never even try to conceal ububi bethu. The word of God is so clear, Mfundisi. It says that the wages of sin is death. So the more an individual or a person hide ububi bakhe, they should watch out, because ukufa ufikile. Uma ngikhuluma ngokufa, I'm not only talking about or referring to the physical death, but I'm referring to the spiritual death, where one is separated from the Lord, from the Father, from the Creator, because uNkulunkulu sono uyasizonda. Yes, God loves everybody, but because of your transgressions have separated you from the Lord. Izono zenu zenza ukuthi even emkhuleko yenu, because when you conceal your sins, your prayers will not be heard. Nkulunkulu akawulaleli nokulalela umkhuleko wesoni. For the word of God says that indlebe kaNkulunkulu is not ayikho buthuntu ukuba ingezwa, neither does his hand withheld ukuba singasindisi. But ububi benu have separated you from the Lord. In other words, when you conceal, when you do not confess, when you do not acknowledge your mistakes, but you try to hide them, when you pray umkhuleko wakho uNkulunkulu akawulaleli nokulalela. So it is important ukuthi one, whenever you have done something wrong, come to the Father and acknowledge and confess and ask for forgiveness, so that your relationship with the Father can continue niqhubeke ngokuhamba noNkulunkulu, uhambe naye ngokukholwa.
Yeah.
For the word of God says, Enoch walked with God by faith. Enoch wahamba noNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu waze wamthatha. So when we come to the Father, he is able to protect us. Asifihle ukuthi noma ngabe kuthiwa the devil rose like a lion to come want to devour us, our heavenly Father is able to protect us, is able to guide us, is able to give us warning. We should be able to be obedient to the Father when he speaks to us. So elokugcina nje mfundisi, I want to say ukuthi never as a person try to hide ububi bakho, ngokuba ububi bakho busobala phambi kukaNkulunkulu. Yes, umuntu amaphutha uyawenza, nobody is perfect, but emaphutheni owenzile, it is important ukuthi uluvume iphutha, and then bese soyashiya, and you forsake doing what is ungodly and what is wrong. Stay away, and the Lord will be able to sustain and to keep you. Ngiyabonga, my brother.
Asibonge kakhulu ke mfundisi Motha. Sibongile nakusipho laphayana. Inkosi mayibusiswe ngaso sonke isikhathi. Asizwe ke finally amazwi wakajabulani walk song to sum up the whole thing as to what he also says. The final part, we are wrapping it up. Jabu, what do you say? What do you have in your mind? We're just left with a few minutes. What comes to mind?
My friend, what a great topic. We give Yahushua HaMashiach
Yahweh Elohim, all the glory for teaching us tonight.
Hallelujah.
We really thank him about the concealment of sin, and we believe that the word washes us and cleanses us and purifies us from all our wrongs, iniquities, transgressions, and sins. Just in closure, I'd like to encourage the church with this word from the book of, actually, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. It says, "And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do." As I've always been saying, that konke kwambuliwe phambi kobuso buka Jehova. Akukho okufihlakele emehlweni akhe. Thina umusa noma ufefe singazenzelwa lona ukuthi ubaba sibe nobudlelwane naye obuhle bokuthi simsabe, simhloniphe ngokuthi simazise iphambeko zethu. Simazise izono zethu, sizivume izono zethu kuye. Because lokho kubonakala njengenhlonipho, kubonakala njengokuthobeka, kubonakala futhi njengomntwana o-responsible and othatha futhi i-accountability, hallelujah, for impilo yakhe. Kodwa uma kuwukuthi we pretend and you know, like also sisikhohlisa as izwi lithi ukuthi othi akanasono uyasikhohlisa futhi wenza uNkulunkulu umkhohlisa. He makes God to be a liar if you say that you are without sin. Hallelujah. So that is why we must be honest to ourselves and present ourselves naked before him. Hallelujah. Pastors, I want to challenge you. Preachers of the gospel, worshippers, singers, hallelujah. Brethren, sisters, everyone, let us boldly approach the throne room of grace of the Father and open ourselves. Because, you know, it's long we've yearned for the move of the Father. It's long we've yearned for the move of the Spirit of the Father, the Ruach of the Father. But we are not seeing it because of we've got concealment of sin. We've got sins that are hidden. We've got things that are practiced in secret, which are of darkness, that we know very well that they are not right, and also they are against the Father, our God. That's why we're not seeing him in our prayer, in our midst. We can claim and try to fake it, but it's a fake. It's not his presence. It's not his glory. It's not his move. It's not his power. It's not his anointing because of the concealment of sin. But he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent from their wicked ways and seek my face, I will hear from heaven and will answer their prayers and will heal their land. The healing of our land is in the church repenting, is in the church confessing the sin that it's practicing today. And the land will be healed. We will see salvation of souls. We will see the move of the Spirit. We will see in all the fellowships. Hallelujah. The presence of God will not amongst the selected few as we see today, of which it's a fake. Every place that is called the place of fellowship, when the church has taken this stance of humbling itself and repenting and acknowledging its wickedness and seeking his face, he will hear from heaven and will heal the land. We will see his move, his presence, his Spirit in every place. Hallelujah. A person will not have to go to church to experience God. In a tavern, a shipini, he will experience God.
Wow, Jabu, thank you so much. Unfortunately, time has really gone. Thank you so much to Jablan Dominic. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much to Sipopolos Khatebe. I also really appreciate. Thank you also to Umfundisi Umotha. I really appreciate. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah, our Elohim. And through his Son, he continues to show us his salvation. By his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us through. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you so much for learning together with us. We are learning together in the presence of the Most High.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000.
Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.